A legal brawl has erupted between two pro-Trump players in right-wing media. Newsmax TV is suing Fox News, alleging that the cable giant has engaged in antitrust practices to keep its smaller competitor off of subscription platforms. NPR Media correspondent David Folkenflik is tracking this. He's with us from New York. Hey there.
Mary Louise.
Tell me more about the lawsuit. What does it allege?
So, I mean, as you say, you know, this is major conservative fratricide on aisle four playing out. In this lawsuit, Newsmax is alleging that Fox News engages in at least three anti-competitive practices, imposing these either explicit or implicit provisions that says essentially cable providers or pay TV streaming providers can't carry Newsmax if they're going to carry Fox News, or if they do carry Newsmax, maybe they have to carry some of Fox's sister networks, basically raising the cost of those providers to also carry Newsmax. They also say that they include certain kinds of contractual barriers intended to prevent Newsmax and others from competing. Mm-hmm. I spoke earlier this afternoon to Chris Ruddy. He's the founder and CEO of Newsmax, and here's part of what he had to say.
Fox is using its monopoly power on the center-right news market to stop Newsmax from getting distribution.
So Ruddy gives us two examples. He says they've struggled to be able to get distribution through Hulu and Sling as digital providers, for example.
Okay, so to all these allegations of monopoly, antitrust, what does Fox say?
Well, they're keeping it real tight. They gave me a one-sentence statement in which they essentially dismissed all this. Fox said, quote, Newsmax cannot sue their way out of their own competitive failures in the marketplace to chase headlines simply because they can't attract viewers. That given to us by network spokesperson earlier today.
Okay, so just that one sentence. I want to note just the timing here and the why of this lawsuit, all these allegations coming up now, because Newsmax has been out there. That's been nipping at Fox's heels for years. It's never gotten, to extend the metaphor, that far up their leg. It's never gotten that close.
Well, look, Fox News is dominant, as Fox would be the first to tell you, as even Chris Ruddy acknowledges. And yet, if you look at its ratings, you know, it's not only dominant in cable news, it's often dominant in cable. Sometimes it beats broadcast networks in primetime. So this is a very dominant, powerful player. If you go back to 2020, though, there was a key moment in November of that year, the election, election night. Fox News is the first broadcast network to call the pivotal swing state of Arizona for Joe Biden and not for Donald Trump. Its viewers didn't want to hear that. Millions of them peel away. They go where? Well, a lot of them end up at Newsmax. And we now know, thanks to litigation filed by Dominion Voting Systems, a election machine company that sued them for defamation, which Fox paid $750 million to settle a lawsuit for, a lot of evidence surfaced showing executives, up into and including Rupert Murdoch, the founder of Fox News, very concerned about Newsmax, saying we have to watch them. And Newsmax is making the case in its litigation that Fox really was competing with conservative outlets in a conservative ecosphere and not with other more conventional cable news outlets like CNN.
Just going to be so interesting to watch how this plays out. What are you watching for as our media correspondent as this lawsuit makes its way through the courts?
Media correspondent and amateur legal correspondent at times. I mean, this is antitrust case. Antitrust cases, in my experience, are often long and costly. They don't always work out in the way that the plaintiffs want yet. You know, they're right. Fox has gotten to where it is as a brawler and a fierce competitive. Usually that's to Fox's advantage. And yet, in the Dominion case, in other cases, Fox News and the Murdochs ultimately, if it's too inconvenient, if it's too painful, right, they pay out if they have to, just deciding business is business.
Thank you, David.
You bet.
That's NPR's David Folkenflik.